This is KNKX News. The Chehalis River has flooded 18 times in the last 20 years, sometimes submerging I-5 near Olympia. The local flood district is proposing a new dam to prevent extreme high water. A draft environmental impact statement is out for public comment. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has that story.
The new dam would only trap water when the river reaches a certain volume. So under normal conditions, it would let the Chehalis run. It's designed with fish passage through underground tunnels, and there are mechanisms for a gradual release from the reservoir after any damming. But the structure would require clearing forest land near the river, and it's massive.
There's unavoidable impacts on salmon, steelhead, as well as access to our treaty resources and cultural resources.
Tyson Johnston is vice president of the Quinault Indian Nation, which has treaty rights on the Chehalis. He says they've also experienced a big increase in destructive flooding and sea level rise over the past few decades.
As a tribe whose principal village is on the ocean, you know, we really get the need to address the flooding issue for our communities. But as far as having a dam being the primary solution to that, I don't think the nation is really sold on that yet.
He says there may be more equitable and less expensive solutions by doing things like reconnecting floodplains or building smaller levees in specific areas. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
And that public comment period continues until April 27th.